Have you ever had to put your plans on hold due to symptoms of generalized myasthenia gravis or GMG? Like taking that weekend trip, talking with friends, or enjoying a meal? Learn about a treatment option that may help. Visit treatgmg.com to learn more. That's treatgmg.com.
Got a 7 a.m. meeting on a Monday?
Boo!
Expensing breakfast because it's in policy?
Yay!
Wasting all afternoon submitting an expense report for that breakfast?
Boo!
If your company used Ramp, you could submit expenses with just a text.
Yay!
Free your team from expense reports today. Switch your business to ramp.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, we're just about to hit the busiest time of the year for summer weddings from June to September. And with that, there are many couples across the country dealing with many of the head-on issues that build up as you get closer to the wedding. I'm joined by Sarah Kennedy, wedding planner and creator of the wedding blog, The Isle. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Pat. How are you doing?
I'm grand, and I'm looking at the list of things that can go wrong. You know, why would you bother?
Such a lovely time, isn't it? Yeah.
Now well, money is at the heart of many of the problems, because you're looking at the cost per head, the venue, the band, the photographer, yeah, the videographer, the wedding planner even.
I know. And you see, at this moment in time, what you're finding is that for a lot of couples who are getting married this summer in particular, the final bill is due for a lot of them over the next coming weeks. So there's a lot of pressure on to fully pay for your wedding in advance, because that's the way it all works. And a lot of couples may not even realize that they have to pay in advance for so much. But because I always remember, even when I was working as a wedding coordinator in hotels, you know, couples would expect to pay the following day, and they would have assumed that they would have got money at their wedding as a gift. But no, it has to be fully paid up front. Mm-hmm. So that kind of gets them, oh God, we have to look at our cash flow here. But the big thing that seems to catch a lot of couples off the hook is really about those unexpected costs that can slip in. And that's everything from hospitality around your day. So looking at feeding your suppliers, maybe the likes of your photographer, videographer, those who are with you all day long, and you want to make sure that they're fed. So note to couple, make sure you put that one on the list. But also thinking about, you know, postage for invites, looking at alterations to dresses, to suits, some of the beauty treatments, you know, gifts for bridal parties, gifts for parents. You could be up in the thousands by the time you actually bring all that together. Yeah. That's chunky.
A word to the wise, if you're going to have a photographer, videographer, and you're going to feed them, make sure they're being fed when you don't need them. Because often they miss the sunset or whatever, you know.
I know. Now, a lot would be very on the ball. But just for example, somebody in the bridal party might, like, for example, the groom or, you know, partner might say, I'm going to surprise my other half here with fireworks. Like, please tell your photographers and videographers or content creators, whoever you have booked, that you have this special moment, because otherwise they may not know what's happening 100%.
How many people actually borrow money for their weddings?
Over the last number of years, it's reported roughly about 20% of couples getting married. So if you think about it, roughly about 20,000 weddings in the market. So it's substantial. And I remember, you know, having worked in finance and marketing for years, the general trend would be that it would be quite last minute that couples come looking for it. So it is a real panic. We will need extra money now. So people do end up needing it, and obviously no shame if that's what you need. But just think very carefully, because that money has to be paid back and it costs you. It's not free. And as well, it is a wedding. It's one day, and there are going to be other things for a lot of couples that come after that, where you want to save for a home, you want to do all those things. So it's really important not to get yourself too lost in the budget, you know.
Now, generally, when you've got your wedding vendors, suppliers of various services, they normally demand a deposit up front to make sure that you're serious about the whole thing. But there is the problem of vanishing vendors. Explain.
Okay, so one thing I get a lot of messages about, and they can be sometimes warranted and sometimes not warranted, but this panic of you might have a couple that might email their photographer, for example, on a Monday and may not have heard from them until you know, it might be 4 days gone and they still haven't heard from them. So it's just to be really mindful at this time of year that a lot of vendors are actually working. They're actually out doing weddings and then they might take a day off and then they have to edit. So by the time they come back to do emails, it might be a week. So what I would say is sometimes some vendors can take time to come back, but the best thing you can do is pick up the phone. There's a lot of couples I'm finding that are just not picking up the phone and just relying on email. But when you've got so many vendors that are on the road and their job now is actually physically being out and giving their attention to a wedding, don't be afraid to get in touch that way. Yeah. That's a really important one. But if you find a position, and I have found this before, and I've actually found it recently where there was a number of brides where they couldn't get in touch with the videographer and they just seem to be MIA, they're no longer working and they haven't communicated to their couple. You know, start getting your plan B and finding a backup videographer as soon as you can, and just explain your situation to that videographer or photographer or any wedding supplier that, look, I do need to put you on a hold because just in case this person doesn't come back to me, and they will understand that.
Yeah. Now, Sarah, can you insure against things going wrong? Can you insure against the hotel going on fire, the videographer dropping dead, whatever it might be? Can you insure against that?
Well, you can. So there's wedding insurance out there, but what we're finding in the Irish market is a lot of the main players have left. So one of the big levers of the wedding insurance market was Blue Insurance, which was underwriting pretty much everybody else's wedding insurance. They've actually left the market, and that leaves a big gap for couples. But what I am finding is that couples who are going, you know, to local brokers or smaller brokers are able to find more and more wedding insurance. And look, if there's anybody out there that's listening, like, couples really, really want wedding insurance. So if there's any providers listening, please let us know, because they're really keen to get it to protect themselves.
Now, the other problem might be family feuds. You can have the feud about the list, you know, how many first cousins and da-da-da and so on. How many on your side, how many on my side? But I have four brothers and four sisters and you've only got two brothers and two sisters. Why should you have the same number of guests as I have? Because I've got a longer-tailed family.
I think you have to split it down 50-50. You know, look, this is it. Isn't that all about compromise? Like, I know when I was getting married, my husband has a significantly bigger family than I do. But we had 50-50, split it down the middle, and he had to work with the side of the list that he had, and I made work with mine. And if I had a position where I didn't need as many, I obviously would have credited him with that. But
but tell me this: are they still?
Can raise conflict.
Are they speaking to him again yet?
Oh, of course.
Now, what about fights within the bridal party itself?
Oh,
you know,
politics. This is just rampant. It's just rampant. I'm yet to hear of a wedding where everything goes, you know, swimmingly well. And what you always find now around this time of year, there's a lot of hen parties taking place. So a lot of the fallout just comes after the hen party. But you're just finding this, you know, there could be a situation. It could be either this is where I hear it the most. So I don't want to generalize, but it's just what comes to me. But the bride is either, you know, causing issues and upsetting the bridesmaids, or you've got a maid of honor or a bridesmaid who's either not pulling their weight or just not ecstatic and not giving it their all, and that's upsetting the bride. And so you've got these conflict pieces, and it's the age old story. And, you know, what I would say is, you know, if your friendship is like, I would find this bridesmaid situation a real test of friendship, because, you know, it really
nearly home isn't home where we all want to be. Reba here for realtor.com, the pro's number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're not just looking for a place to live, you're searching for the one. That's where realtor.com comes in. Like any good matchmaker, they know exactly where to look. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, you could find your perfect match today. Ranch style with a pool, barn dominium with an in-law suite, Realtor.com's got them. Modern craftsman with a big yard and a treehouse out back, Realtor.com will have you saying, yep, that's the one. No more swiping. It's time to start finding. Download the Realtor.com app today, because you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pro's number one most trusted app based on August 2024 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings. February 2024 through January 2025.
Have you ever had to put your plans on hold due to symptoms of generalized myasthenia gravis or GMG? Like taking that weekend trip, talking with friends, or enjoying a meal? Learn about a treatment option that may help. Visit treatgmg.com to learn more. That's treatgmg.com.
And we're back, folks. It looks like Jim from sales just got in from his client lunch, and he's got receipts.
His next meeting is in 2 minutes. The team is asking, can he get through his expenses in that time?
He's going for it. Is that his phone? He's snapping a pic. He's texting Ramp.
Jim is fast, but this is unheard of.
That's it. He's done it. It's unbelievable.
On Ramp, expenses are faster than ever. Just submit them with a text. Switch your business to ramp.com.
Bubbles up absolutely everything. So either, you know, cut your losses very early and not bring that into the wedding, because you don't want that level of negativity surrounding your day, because you're not going to be friends after anyway, or try your best to resolve the issue and get on with the day. But it never ceases to amaze me, just the intensity and the volume of this that happens.
Yeah. And then the bridesmaid says to the bride, "You know, I look horrible in turquoise. Why did you make that the bridesmaid's color?"
Because obviously she didn't want to be outshined by her.
Yeah. By the way, what do you think of people turning up in white at a wedding? I mean, women turning up in white.
Look, you know, I think I'm finding a lot of couples are actually opting for a white wedding. So they're actually putting it out to their guests to say that they're having white weddings. I'm seeing it all across America, and I'm seeing it all across UK and Europe. Hasn't quite hit the Irish decks, but I am seeing where I'm seeing it most in Ireland is a lot of people going for white bridesmaids outfits, and mothers as well being given the green light if they want to wear white as well. Yeah. So it seems to be breaking down. Personally, I wouldn't even dream of it unless it was stipulated on an invitation.
Finally, I should ask you about a new trend. It's called the buddy moon, where instead of just going off with your newly acquired spouse, you bring a whole gang with you, because you've probably been living with the other half anyway. So it's no novelty. It's not like your first sexual encounter on the first night of the honeymoon.
I know. Look, do you know what? I'm quite, you know, to each their own when it comes to a wedding. I really do champion the couple designing the day they want, but I have to draw a line at this. This is just a step too far for me, where now you've had hens, you've had stags, and now the friends are expected to go on a honeymoon with you. Like, it's just, it's out of control, but it's sweeping America, which means it's going to hit the shores at some stage. But I am seeing a lot of people, and I can understand to a certain degree why, because there's so much fun at the wedding. It's only one day and it flies by, and people want to keep the celebration going. But it's another batch of finance for other people to foot for your wedding. So that's where I just think it's going
draw
to raise all sorts of issues. Yeah.
Sarah Kennedy, thank you very much for joining us. Sarah, responsible for The Isle, if you want to look it up online. Well, now we're going to France, because you may have heard, as we told you earlier in the programme, that a Parisian court has found the French actor Gérard Depardieu guilty of sexually assaulting two women on a movie set back in 2021. He's a very well-known name in French cinema, and indeed in world cinema, and the case taken against him is one of the most significant in recent years. Elaine Cobb of CBS News in Paris joins me now. Elaine, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
What can you tell us about this case?
So Gérard Depardieu has been given an 18-month suspended sentence for the sexual assault of two women while filming in Paris in 2021. The 76-year-old actor had denied the charges that he forcefully groped a set decorator and an assistant producer while on the set of Les Volivers, The Green Shutters. They said that he was very forceful, violent, and also that he hurled sexist insults at them. Now, in court in March, Depardieu said that he didn't recognize anything they said, and he denied the charges. After the case today, the assistant producer, who was identified in court only as Emily, said she was deeply moved and very happy with the decision.
Okay, he has a suspended sentence, so he will not go to prison. So what will be the effect on him, his behavior, and indeed his career?
This has already had a huge effect. Once the charges were brought, because the women didn't speak up immediately, but they brought the charges when they saw him speaking in the press about never having been involved in any kind of sexual aggression towards women. But several more women have come forward since, but either they were incidents that were too old for the courts to hear, or the women didn't want to actually press charges. So he has, certainly his reputation has been knocked by it. Now, he was already a bit of a strange one here because, of course, he famously flouted out of the country, claiming the tax system was against him. And he went to Russia because he's a big admirer of Vladimir Putin. So he's somebody who has been more famous for a controversy in the last while. But he is still working. And, you know, he has 250 movies under his belt. And he was such a giant of the French cinema industry that it's been quite a shock to the industry in general that he was not just accused, but now found guilty.
Has he had any support from the acting fraternity or sorority?
He has. And one of his most ardent supporters is actress Fanny Ardant. And in fact, he's filming with her at the moment in Portugal. So he wasn't in court to hear the verdict. She has stood up many times, as have others who have known him for years, saying, look, I don't recognize the man they claim they knew. They said he was, yes, he's a bit rough around the edges. He makes ribald jokes. But they said, no, we don't think he is any kind of sexual predator.
Now, finally, we stay with the movies. The Cannes Film Festival looms, and some of the most prominent names in cinema will be there. But there are some rules about nudity on the red carpet.
Yes, it's getting tough on what the stars can wear as they climb the famous red carpeted steps. So new rules this year ban nudity, partly because 3 years ago a demonstrator ran across the carpet with the flag of Ukraine painted on her bare breasts. But Cannes will also be keen to avoid scenes like at the last Grammy Awards, where Bianca Censori, companion to Kanye West, wore a dress so see-through she looked naked. And wearing too much is also banned, amid concerns that all those lengthy and voluminous trains slow down the ascent to the movie showings. Because, of course, Cannes is a festival where people look at the films, whereas the women who wear tons of train or have costume changes on the steps on the way to the Oscars or the Grammys, it's a dinner. It's an award ceremony. It's not like they're holding up a series of movies. And the Cannes Film Festival said, look, seriously, we need to get things done on time a bit better.
Okay, so if you're going up the red carpet, you are going to the movies. That's it. Elaine Cobb, CBS News correspondent in Paris. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Have you ever had to put your plans on hold due to symptoms of generalized myasthenia gravis or GMG? Like taking that weekend trip, talking with friends, or enjoying a meal? Learn about a treatment option that may help. Visit treatgmg.com to learn more. That's treatgmg.com.